So we can.
Hello, hello. This is Soga Talks. Hello, everyone. Hello. Today is a wonderful day for me here. I'm Irene. Maybe you already know. Follow Soga Talks. We do want subscribers, okay? We want more comments. We want likes on YouTube. But also, Soga Talks is everywhere. LinkedIn, Twitter. Now, even on major podcasting platforms. Amazon Music, Spotify, whatever your favorite platform, you can listen to us because I speak weekly with fascinating people in tech. We touch on subjects in a very conversational way. So hope you can join our conversation, become part of this community because these are fabulous, fabulous, bright people I'm talking to every week. Today, my esteemed guest, Josina Rodriguez. Josina, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. After this, I'm so excited to talk with you. Congratulations, Soga Talks. You are everywhere. So now you have an opportunity to learn and you don't have more excuses. You can see, teach and learn at the same time.
Exactly. And, you know, podcast now, right, gaining the momentum. And what we want to do here, and we're going to talk about complex terms, but in a very, very simple conversational way. That, I think, what we're still missing in all the noise and all the info load we're all part of. Josina, we agreed we're going to talk about blockchain, but in kind of interesting angle, okay? Because sometimes blockchain is still an ivory tower for those who are close to technology or for those who are business leaders who heard something, but still don't comprehend what is the tangible application that everyone should know about. So how about we're going to start with a very broad positioning there, blockchain for everyone. What do you mean?
Oh, blockchain for everyone, it means that if you can travel. So first of all, let's go traveling without words, just with our minds. And to remember the start of internet, it was quite weird. Internet is for what? But now we cannot live without. So all the society changed completely. And now everybody is so connected. It's so organic that you can don't remember how internet works. We don't care. It's the same with blockchain. So blockchain for everyone, it means what is the importance of blockchain in our society? How can change my next job, my next opportunity in life, and how it changed my next transaction with bank or with Irene, with Soga Talks. How? So first of all, I would like to share, because now we have so many information available that everybody can share and search and read about blockchain. Imagine that everybody that in this moment is listening to our podcasts, everybody's well connected. And we are just small pieces from a puzzle. And it's so interesting because each node or each block is responsible to see if this information is correct or not. This is the only information that I will share with you, technically speaking. Each node will see if the information, will validate if the information is correct or not. So what this means that with this kind of relation, we can say that blockchain, all the benefits that blockchain for our lives can change it completely. And we can share information with everybody. We cannot change information because it's immutable. In the other side, we do not need an intermediary. Why? Because all the information is in the same block and well divide and copy. It's the most simple way that I can explain. And which is brings for us, everything is changing bank, for example. Blockchain started with Bitcoin, as everybody knows, but what is this change completely with the first time that I just to share with you that the first time that I talked with Irene, I shared that in my first classes I used my kitchen. Sorry.
No, you're on, you're solo, go solo, okay. Yeah, you are the star of the show, go ahead, yes.
No, because I had an image using my kitchen with the blockchain. All the ingredients that we know, sugar, flour is there, but we are using a different way and it can promote different receipts. It means that blockchain, it's only a tool that you can use. Imagine that you are using an ingredient that you know a lot of time ago. So with Bitcoin, we used this tool, blockchain, in another way to verify all the information. And without intermediary, created new relationships. And because of this, it's so important. We can use this in our bank transactions. Why? Using this structure with smart contracts, we can say that me and Irene, we can have, for example, she wants to sell her car and I want to buy her car. We do not have more intermediaries between us. With a smart contract, it will only decide that I can buy if I have money and she can sell if only if she is the property, if she has the property of the car. So when you have this kind of verification, we can exchange directly money for a car, the car for a money without intermediary. Okay, it's the technical side, but how can change our lives? Everything. Supply chain. Can we imagine that all the documents that we need to share in each relationship with each agent that we can have in a supply chain? So with blockchain, each node or each agent or each one has all the information all the time available. And as internet in the beginning, it's been so weird and so complicated and so difficult because we can say, oh, but everybody will have all my information. We are talking here in Europe about our RGPD. No one can have my information, for example. No. Take it easy. We have a public blockchains and you have private. But the most important is how can I apply in my daily life? First
you mentioned the kitchen, right? You mentioned using blockchain in the kitchen. That's a fresh example.
It's like because we have all the ingredients that they are old ones, but now with blockchain we change the way that we mix them and we have another kind of receipt. It is the same with blockchain. Oh, it's a new technology. It's not a new technology, it's a new way to use the technology. And now the fascinating point that Irene is sharing with Soga Talks, that is means that blockchain can help to change your next business using how. My first paper, it was talking about how can we use blockchain to in healthcare, for example, or in our kitchen, or in our job. All the informations, they are completely available in a ledger. So this ledger can be able to define and to structure all your next step. And without fraud or without modification, like in the kitchen, you're doing a cake. If you put your sugar, an amount of milk, you cannot take away the milk. It will be there. It's unchangeable. Everything in a kitchen, the very basic way we can see in blockchain. And it was the first beginning. But as I told you, for this kind of opportunity that we are having, I want to motivate you that you are listening Soga Talks to learn more about how can we apply blockchain. We can
Let me reiterate. So blockchain is for faster transactions, for transparent transactions, for being part of the chain, right, with your community, with your, I'm simplifying the terms, right, to be part of this trusted network. Some call it still database, right, if you fan of that term. But point is, right, faster, better transactions, more secure, easy to manage, trustable, right? What else should I add? What kind of adjective should we add to this description, Jacina?
We can say that it's efficient. Why? Because if you do not need copy all the information each time, for example, in a supply chain, we have a lot of agents. Since the product starts to be produced here and until to arrive there at the end for the end consumer. So you have so many times repeating all the information, so you have less cost and increased speed, efficient.
Wonderful. Let's talk about applications you're about to say. So healthcare, will I be able to access better care? Will it be easier for me as a consumer when all my providers and all my pharmacies are on blockchain?
I know that you are based in the United States, and in this moment, everything is changed with regulations in blockchain as cryptocurrencies. So we are just talking about the possible applications. We imagine that we don't have legislations or regulations that now, in each field of the economy, in each sector, you have limitations. So in Europe, we are doing here the same as in another part of the world, of course. So in healthcare, imagine that you have a baby and all the characteristics of this baby, you can manage it, not sharing data, but all the governance can estimate and create a forecast how your child will be treated and all the costs and all the diagnoses and providing the best experience along all his life. And it's fantastic because when we have a forecast, for example, a disease that you can detect in early stage, you can provide another kind of solution. And you can organize all the related sectors to produce, for example, drugs. For example, now with COVID, all the researches that we have, and we know that we have problems to share personal data, but we are not talking about public ledger. We are talking about private ledger. So we have a lot of different definitions with security. Please, it's the best way to share information is with blockchain. And you know, Irene, it's something that is very important to know that with blockchain, and politically, if they want, we can finish fraud.
As an ideal state, absolutely. Something to be inspired, right, to work towards. So you mentioned all the data, right, shared between subsidiaries, right, between the stakeholders. Let's talk about artificial intelligence there, because we read a lot about discovering patterns, right, even like developing new drugs. And imagine, right, if all the players already on blockchain, please describe that scenario.
And it's not only with AI, and we can say all the insurance. Can you imagine everything that is changing in this moment with blockchain applied for insurance? completely different. Why? Because you can create a different product, for example, for a specific disease, an insurance for a specific disease, and you can have all the data that you cannot change, and you cannot, you can verify their trust. We have a trust ledger that governments, all the stakeholders can have the same information at the same time. So it's another pattern of relationships. And my thesis is, was analyzing which kind of profile you have in the next society with blockchain. That, you know, a seller, it's not only a seller. It's a seller that is responsible for all the information that they are offering and all the qualities of the product or the service that they are offering. It's so interesting. It's very hard to create the next stage for healthcare, for insurance. We are talking about pharmaceutical applications. And if you were creating another kind of application, supply chain and all the stages that you have, that, and now United States, we are almost Black Friday. We are almost Christmas times, and you have problems in Europe, and you have problems here in the United States with the supply chain.
Supply chain. I was waiting when you will bring it up. So how will blockchain will change our supply chains? How the players in that universe are going to feel the ease of doing business with blockchain? What's that? Yes.
First of all, to share information and to be more efficient, reducing costs. Mm-hmm. If imagine that a driver started in the starting point to distribute the products. Mm-hmm. And in each stage, all the documents entry directly on the ledger. And you can verify, and all the stakeholders can see what is happening with this kind of product or driver or collectionable information that you have inside of the from the producer. Mm-hmm. So since the starting point until the end user, imagine that you have a child soup that you will offer to your child in this moment. You can you have traceability. Mm-hmm. All the, for example, potatoes, that where the potatoes was plant and how the soup was prepared and which kind of ingredients and expiration date until the end consumer. So everything is in the same. So how can it, how we can change everything? We are not talking about, for example, in digital transformation, we are talking about the supply chain, and you asked me how you change. Before, how it was organizing the companies, we are having in this moment ERP, we have another kind of structure, CRM, we have our own data sheets for financial staff, we have a lot of small
business process management platform somewhere. Right, all the data sources living somewhere, all the legacy applications somewhere. People forget how they work. People who wrote them not longer with companies, and all this complex world you're describing. Yes, chaos. Yeah, keep going.
Yes, and because of your experience with so bright people that comes from Soga Talks, mm-hmm. you know that it's a real mess inside, and with blockchain we can change. Because of this, I invited you to read a PECB university, from PECB University Canadian basis, an article that I've wrote about how blockchain can be a can catalyze digital transformation. How? Connecting everything, and you cannot provide the same information a couple of times, or creating APIs to integrate the everything. It's so easy and so natural when you see a big picture and which kind of information I need.
You know what? Some smart person called blockchain, I read, ERP of all ERPs.
Exactly.
That's kind of interesting angle, right? Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I will start in this point to, I'm not a feminist, but it's a very good opportunity for all women restart their careers. Why?
Because let's talk about roles. Yeah, what kind of jobs, what kind of roles associated with this big promise of blockchain future? Mm-hmm.
First of all, we don't have the same role. We have the role, but we have an upgrade. It is like without internet, and with internet in the 90s, we started to send emails. And before, it was very difficult by phone only. So we are just restarting our roles, our jobs with blockchain, and how we can reconnect it. All the old society and old management in a new stage of how can I access information? How can this kind of information will create, will in a way exponential, find solutions in so many areas. For example, with CRM, RAP, and financial, I do not need to enter in the same information in three ways, different ways. So, for you as a lawyer, let's start as a lawyer. How can I work with blockchain because I'm a lawyer?
Exactly. Okay. How's it relatable to me, right? I think I know the answer, but it's important to hear from you, Josina. Yeah. How lawyer
so
can
let's
benefit.
Talk together. With your experience, let's talk together. I can see lawyers analyzing old society and new regulation. One of the book that inspired my thesis was from someone that I like very much, Don Tapscott, and he's analyzing with MIT also a very interesting sentence created by Lawrence. The law is the code, or the code is the law. It means that the code that will be created is a new law, of course, because the law, it's just reflects from the society. So for all lawyers, they can see and analyze what is happening and try to regulate it or to restructure new rules for our society. So we have new parameters because the profile of the agents, they are changing. Imagine if you were, can have a deal together, we do not have intermediate between us. It just means that our kind of responsibility is changing. So for lawyers, we can say that we have a lot
it's
of
all the
work.
Benefits. It's all the benefits you mentioned before. Remember, efficiency, cost cutting, right? Access to trusted stakeholders, transparency, traceability, all this beautiful stuff we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. Auditability all the time. So for lawyers, for managers, we have another kind of stage. And for girls and boys that's just starting their high school, mm-hmm. then can create, they can promote they for themselves apps. Mm-hmm. They can code. And in blockchain, oh, but I'm not a tech guy or I'm not a tech girl. Don't worry, it's like an internet. Everybody will be in a blockchain without to have the knowledge that they are belonging a blockchain, but we are there. So we can restart our business, creating this kind of application without afraid to share information, personal or sensitive information. Before, we didn't have control, but now we have control. Oh, but Josie, can you say me that if I have something wrong, it will be unchangeable?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, it will be unchangeable. It means that if it is not good, they will be there.
You know what? Let's talk about something fun here, okay? NFTs. NFTs, oh. Everybody thinking about it, digital assets. Okay. So how can I play that game? You know, either I'm an artist, or I'm a lawyer, or I'm a consumer, or I am someone else. So NFTs, yeah, what the future?
For example, I prepared this mind mapping to talk with you. With a couple of ideas. Imagine that this mind mapping is very important and I want to create an NFT.
Digital asset, right? To be this mind map can easily become digital shareable asset, right? Okay. With your intellectual property stamp on it, is it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Irene. And I would like to, I subscribe at Soga Talks, okay? And I would like to have a lot of talks about and to listen from others. Ideas, how can we manage NFTs? NFTs, it's another kind of asset for artists, but not only for them. For you, that you're doing, for example, mind mapping, a technical mind mapping, that you need to share. So you create a value, a digital asset connected with this idea, or with this product, or with this creation, you can define, but it is means that you can sell, you can buy a piece. You cannot have all of, you can have just a piece. So it's another market. Can you imagine that everything, you are certificated from journalist or from manager, you can create an NFTs. It means that once more time for managers, artists, and as you can see, you were talking about a billionaire new market that is managing all the nations. So new roles, new opportunities, a new era.
I will add to that to all the creators. Okay, it's not just artists.
Everybody that
everybody who create content of any kind of asset. So think of it, right? The new way of improving your business process. This can be your digital asset, right?
Exactly.
Your new app, your new AI algorithm, anything that you create as human being with endless creativity we all possess, right? Child play, anything, right? As long as it is, right? Something assetable that people can take advantage of, right? So this is the future. Fabulous.
Exactly. And the basis, blockchain.
Basis, blockchain. Exactly. So for those who still shy away from technical terms, because we have to admit, right, there is this big divide. Those who studied math a little bit, those who studied computer science even tiny bit, you know, somewhere in their life, and those who just really still shying away from it, thinking it's a different universe, I'm not part of it. I love how you put it, Josina, that we're all part of internet, right? It started as a very military invention. It started as very scientific universe, and look at us all, right? So blockchain, just another tool that's going to propel us for better futures, consumers, patients, workers, artists, creators, you name it.
Everybody. Since our concierge, or the bus driver, all the everything, public transport, smart cities, lawyers, governance.
Marketers, right?
Yes, we are talking about all markets. We have a couple of definitions. In the last conference that I was invited, I shared a tip, a personal tip, because someone asked, oh, tell me about your career, or tell me about how blockchain was in your life. So I shared how I started blockchain. But my tip is try to find a problem that you want to solve. And starting with this problem, you solve with blockchain. And you can contact me. It is a challenge. If you don't share, if you don't find, you can send me an email.
We'll definitely put the contacts, social media contacts, email in this video for sure. Jusina, you carry PhD in blockchain. That's quite a remarkable achievement. So how did you start your journey? I don't want to be this common journalist, but this is amazing. You know, not many people carry PhD in blockchain these days still.
Yes. So, but we will have. I am an economist, and I was in Latin America in 2011. I was working with big brands, Ferrari and Rolls-Royce Motors Company. So we are working with escrow contracts. For someone that don't have this kind of information, escrow contract is long and short term, medium and long term contract. For example, if I will buy an helicopter, the helicopter will be ready only in 5 years. So Irene will buy my helicopter, but I will to produce that. I need to have the guarantee that Irene will buy in 5 years my helicopter that I will produce without the colors, without the characters. So we created a escrow contract. So let's go to a bank and ask an escrow contract. Okay, it's the objective to have this kind of institution, a bank, and creating a guarantee between seller and buyer. So I started to analyze how blockchain can solve my problem, because I was paying a lot of money to a bank.
And this relationship you describe, they are as ancient as humankind. Because when did people start selling, exchanging goods for certain tokens or money, right, in history? So that's the ancient way of dealing with each other, right, as human beings.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. And with smart contracts, we have all the guarantees without paying someone to create this guarantee for our business. So I started with this. So my PhD is based in new business model and how we will change our profiles in the next area, and how society, they're reorganizing themselves, and how can you see, for example, for Suga Talks, based on blockchain, we can create it and share all the information blockchain related. You need someone to help you. And you have a help from a HR specialist. So you ask someone to help you to find. How can you manage all the CVs, all the characteristics, all the profiles from journalists from everywhere that you need to manage today? If you have blockchain or this HR company that is helping you, they will have all the certifications from all the journalists that is in their network, blockchain related. They are traceable. You can share all the recommendations letters. You can share all the profiles. You can share all the last sellers without wrong information, you can say.
Yeah, so verifiable, again, traceable, efficiently distributed. Don't even start on honesty and trust.
Exactly.
Right?
Trustable, trustable,
Trade.
trustable.
That's a beautiful example. Justina, wonderful. I mean, I know you're passionate about what you do. I know I'm very interested, in bringing bright people like yourself, wonderful leaders and
Thank
experts
you, Lynn. And
to
like
other audiences.
you, because you are giving opportunity for everybody to redefine, to reorganize their lives in this moment, mainly after COVID, because with the lockdown, with our new normal, we have this kind of opportunity to talk digitally, to have podcasts,
Beautiful. It's
to
beautiful, you know.
learn all the time, and to share information.
Why
And
don't
you
we
are
finish?
doing.
Yeah, Justina, can we finish with few takeaways? Because we touched on different topics, right? From technical description of what blockchain is for some business applications, right? NFTs even, professional opportunities, right? We talked a lot. Key takeaways for the audience out there in terms of what's the future lies.
The future is, it depends where you are. But for our planet, in this moment after COVID, we have a great opportunity digitally speaking. So let's try to reorganize our problems and challenges. And in this moment, to make this kind of step, we can see blockchain as a result that before lockdown it was so far, and now we have the opportunity to apply in new ways to solve our lives. And for everybody that is listening, we have so many free courses that are available. We have a lot of opportunity to have Soga Talks. So try to organize your mind in the next stage. It's not only with Netflix or with our apps on our mobile, if with our personal profiles. In my last message is try to see the new world with new opportunities as we are using today internet in 10 years or in 5 years. We have this generation, everything that we are doing, it's completely traceable, transparent, and completely accessible. Thank you for the opportunity, Ren. You are doing a great job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for being a fantastic guest. Thank you. We're going to link your
Thank
article
you.
here, right? We're going to link your profile and
Thank
people who are
you.
listening to us, who are watching us, reach out to me, reach out to Josina, because she's teaching, she's helping so many people to kind of find the way in this very interesting and exciting universe called blockchain. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.